Isaiah chapter 42.
Here is my servant. I have made him strong. He is my chosen one. I am pleased with him. I have given him my spirit, and he will bring justice to the nations. He won't shout or yell or call out in the streets. He won't break off a bent reed or put out a dying flame, but he will make sure that justice is done. He won't quit or give up until he brings justice everywhere on earth. And people in foreign nations long for his teaching. I am the Lord God. I created the heavens like an open tent above. I made the earth and everything that grows on it. I am the source of life for all who live on this earth, so listen to what I say. I chose you to bring justice, and I am here at your side. I selected and sent you to bring light and my promise of hope to the nations. You will give sight to the blind. You will set prisoners free from dark dungeons. My name is the Lord. I won't let idols or humans share my glory and praise. Everything has happened just as I said it would. Now I will announce what will happen next. Tell the whole world to sing a new song to the Lord. Tell those who sail the ocean and those who live far away to join in the praise. Tell the tribes of the desert and everyone in the mountains to celebrate and sing. Let them announce his praises everywhere. The Lord is marching out like an angry soldier, shouting with all his might while attacking his enemies. For a long time, I, the Lord, have held my temper. Now I will scream and groan like a woman giving birth. I will destroy the mountains and what grows on them. I will dry up rivers and ponds. I will lead the blind on roads they have never known. I will guide them on paths they have never traveled. Their road is dark and rough, but I will give light to keep them from stumbling. This is my solemn promise. Everyone who worships idols as though they were gods will be terribly ashamed. You people are deaf and blind, but the Lord commands you to listen and to see. No one is as blind or deaf as his messenger, his chosen servant, who sees and hears so much but pays no attention. The Lord always does right, and so he wanted his law to be greatly praised. But his people were trapped and imprisoned in holes with no one to rescue them. All they owned had been taken, and no one was willing to give it back. Why won't his people ever learn to listen? Israel sinned and refused to obey the Lord or follow his instructions. So the Lord let them be robbed of everything they owned. He was furious with them and punished their nation with the fires of war. Still, they paid no attention. They didn't even care when they were surrounded and scorched by flames.